Okay, we're today's Daf Tzadik Zayin, so we're a little behind. We're on Tzadik Vav and Beis. We're going to go back to the two dots to start over, to get back into the flow. We'll try to finish the Daf today as much as we can. Here we go. The Mishnah said like this. If you find, you designated a Karban Pesach, you lost it. You designate Karban Pesach number two, right? Then what happens is, you find number one. So the Mishnah said, if you find number one, achar shchitas ha-pesach, after you've already brought number two, yavi shlamim. You bring number one as a shlamim. That's what we said. That's what the Mishnah said. Very simple. Amar Rava, here we go. Amar Rava, lo shanu, that's only, now by the way, and then the Mishnah said, v'chein tmuraso, and also the tmur same halacha. What does that mean? So Amar Rava, lo shanu, we never learned this din. That what? That a tumor is brought by itself. Ella shenimtza achar shchita. With the only time it happens is you find the first one after you've already brought the second one. So the first one's here, and then after you find the first one, for some strange reason, you say, you know what? I'm going to make a tumor with number three. If you did that, the hamer boy, you made a tumor. Well, achar shchita after the second one's already been brought. Aval nimtza kodem shchita, but if you find the first one before the shchita, so you had number one, you lost it. You get number two, then you find number one. Now number one and number two are both standing here in front of you. What do you do now? And then, now by the way, then you're going to bring the second one, v'nidche bo, v'hemer bo, and now you do a tumur on the first one, achar shchita, after the shchita, Tumuraso mikoach kedusha dechuya kaasa. The tumura only came from a pushed off animal, meaning number one was pushed off. Why was it pushed off? Because it was present, available, and you're not bringing it, right? Lo karva. Then the tumura doesn't get brought, because the tumura, any of its ability, only flows from the original one. And the original one is not being brought. Not only is it not being brought, it's being rejected. That's the key. It's being rejected. Esvi Abaya. Abaya says, one second. Which says in the Torah, in Parasha Shlamim, Im Kesev, Hu Makriv. Right? Matam Lomar Im Kesev. What does it mean, Im, if? Larabos, it comes to include, Tumuras Pesach, the Tumura of a Pesach, Achar Pesach. Right? After the shechita of the real Pesach, shekar v'shlamim, that's brought as a shlamim. Now, hey chidami, what's the case? Ileba she nimtza l'achar shechita. If it was found after the shechita, v'heimer bo, and now you do tumura, the achar shechita pshita is obvious. Why is it obvious? Because the shechita has already been done. There's been no rejection. It's never been rejected. Lamali kra, I need a pasuk for that. Elalav, rather, Nimtza, the first Pesach was found, Kodem Shechita, right? Now, what did Rava say? Rava said, in this case, it doesn't get brought.
Right.
Says Abaya, it's not true. The Pesach says it does. Haimer bo, achar Shechita, it's after Shechita. And what's the story? It's brought to the Shlamim. Rava, you're wrong. So Rava answers like this. Look, La'olam, really, Nimtza, achar Shechita. Really, it was found after Shechita. In other words, v'heimer bo achar shchita. Okay? My case is all that. This is what the Bryce is talking about. It was found after the shchita. V'heimer bo achar shchita. Like I said, ukra asmachta ba'alma. And the pasuk is just an asmachta. Okay? It's just an asmachta. It's not a din, darai. It's not a din. It's an asmachta. But I'm still right. So elakra lamayasa. So what is the pasuk doing here? What does the pasuk come to teach me? If it's not smachta, what's it telling me? Kidetanya. It says like this: Kesev larabos es pesach la'alya. Comes to include the pesach, the tail also. Tail also has to get brought on a goat which has a tail. Kishuomer im kesev. When it says im kesev larabos pesach she'avra shnaso, the pesach that you brought that's too old. The shlamim haboin machmas pesach, or shlamim brought instead of a Pesach, meaning a Moser Pesach, l'chol mitzvah shlamim. It has all the requirements of a shlamim. It's not really a shlamim. Yeah, it really is a shlamim, but it wasn't supposed to be a shlamim. Right, I had a carbon Pesach, I lost it, I found it. That, what do I do with this? It's going to be brought to the Shlavim. It has all the requirements of a Shlavim. Ton smicha, it requires smicha, unisachim, and nisachim, tenufas chatz of a shok, kishomer v'in a's. And now when it says in the Torah v'in a's, hifsik inyan, the story gets broken up. The limeid al a's, she'ena ton alia. The a's does not get that. There is no alia on a a's, on a goat. Okay. Right. Now, fine. Now that's one story. Now, Ikka Demasni La Aresha. There are those that brought this whole story on the Resha. That when Rava said the Resha, when Rava said Lo Shanu, he was talking about the Resha. What's the Resha? It was said like this: Ha Pesach She Nimtza. A Pesach was designated and it was lost, right? And then it was found. Kodem Shchitas Ha Pesach. Before the Pesach was brought, right? Yire adji yistov, you let it get a mum, v'yimacher, and you sell it, v'yavi dam of l'shlamim, and then you sell it with what?
Then you buy
shlamim. V'chein tumuraso, and the same store with the tumura. What is that case? Al my rabbi wrote, lo shanu, that the tumura is pushed off like the first karban, elam nimtze kodem shchita, where it was found before the shchita, the Hemir Bo Kodem Shchita, and the Tamura was also done before the Shchita. Aval, but Nimta Kodem Shchita. If you found it before the Shchita, the Hemir Bo La'achar Shchita, you did the Tamura after the Shchita of which animal? Of animal number two? Animal number two was Shechted. Then you do the Tamura on that. Then, Tamuraso Kreva L'Shlamim. And the Tamura is brought to the Shlamim. My time of why? Because Ki Kava Pesach, when the Pesach is established, huh? I'm sorry, Kikava Shchita, when the Shchita is established, right? B'midi d'chazile. It's only can be done on something that's available. Roy, chazi, it's roy. Midi d'lo chazile, something not roy, like what? Like a behema that b'shas ha-shchita was not made into a tmuras Pesach, so it never was eligible to be brought as a Pesach. Lo kava. It doesn't, it's not established. And therefore, it doesn't have to get pushed off. In other words, a Pesach can only be dachui if it's available. In other words, if I have an animal.
Isn't that every animal?
Yes. But the Mishnah said a statement, also the Tamura. So what does that mean? So let's say I have an animal for Karm Pesach. Is this chair a Tamura? Of course not. What if I say it should be a Tamura? It's still not. Why? Because it's a chair. So here, again, benimtza shekodem shchita. You found it before you did the shchita. And animal number one, I lost it. I did animal number two, then I find animal number one before the shchita. V'hemer bo achar shchita. And after the shchita, I now do tamura.
For a third animal.
Now, what's the story with that third animal? Says the Rava, you can bring that as a shlamim. Why? Because it wasn't a tumura, the shechta already happened. After the shechita, I wake up. Ooh, let me be over the Torah now. Let me make a tumura. What is that? That's like saying I want that chair to be a carbon Pesach. It's too late. It's all over. So bring it as a shlamim. Why not? That's what Rava says.
It's
very complicated.
Not much.
So Eisvei Abaya. So Abaya asked the following question. Same question as before. It says Im Kesev Ma Talmud Lomer. L'rabos, t'muras ha-pesach, achar pesach, shekrev ha-shlamim. The t'muras pesach, after pesach, is brought as a shlamim. Yachal, I would think, lifnei ha-pesach, even before the pesach came, same story. Talmud lomar, no. Who? Karev. Only the animal is brought. Ve'en t'muraso ha-pesach, kreva. But the t'mur is not brought. Tehechi dami, what's the case? Where I say it's not, Rav said it is brought. Now by the pesach says it's not brought. Hey, Chidai, what's the case? E lema nimtza she nimtza kodem shchita. If you found it before shchita, the heimer po kodem shchita, and you did tamur before shchita, it's a pshita. That's obvious. Lama likra. I need a pasuk for that. El alav, rather nimtza kodem shchita. It was found before the shchita. The heimer po achas shchita, and you did the tamura after shchita. So you know what? Tiyufta derava. Tiyufta. Rav is not right. Rav can't be right. Rava can't be right. right? Rava can't be right. Why can't Rava be right? Because it just proves him wrong. It can't be that the Tamur is brought. His logic was made a little sense. Since I've already brought the Korban Pesach, the Tamura doesn't go on anything. Right? What's the Tamura going on? I had an animal, I lost it. I designate animal number two. I then find animal number, I shecht animal number two. Now after I shecht it, I make a Tamura. Said Rebbe, what is that Tamura? The Tamura is nothing. Therefore go bring the animal, it's a shlamim. Now that makes sense. Says I buy it, but the pasuk shows you not like that. Right? The pasuk. He's right. He's right. Bishvari's right. But the pasuk went ahead and said, no, we don't hold like that.
After the chatas, turn another card.
Right.
After the chatas is dropped, I'm going to bring the chatas the same thing.
Right.
What are you bringing?
Right. Now, it's a good thing you said chatas. Okay, now we're going to start a whole nother complicated sugya. Ready?
And I not said chatas, would you skip this?
No. No, we're not doing this out of order either.
Because it's not chatas, it's shlamin.
Shlomo's
easy. So Shlomo is. Even though Rava made sense, but the pasuk says I hear you, but the pasuk doesn't say like that, and therefore Rava's chuft on Rava. Okay. We know Amar Shmuel.
The chuft is on Rava is because the pasuk is not like that.
Exactly. Misvara, he makes sense. It makes sense. It makes sense. Now we know that Tamur is a very funny halacha. It's very difficult. It doesn't always. It's not logic. The Torah said this was a story. What can I tell you?
Tamur makes sense.
Tamur makes sense, but the details are very complicated. The bias is, I hear you, the pasuk is not like you. So Rava can't argue on the pasuk.
Right.
Okay.
So what was his argument to argue on the pasuk?
I don't know.
Yes, why do you use the pasuk to this only?
Because it's not really learning out of the pasuk, it's a deal.
I know.
From the pasuk. That's true. But
something else.
So the Gemara said, what can I tell you? The Gemara said, okay. Now, Amar Shmuel, a new halacha now. Kal chatas mesa. Anytime a chatas has to die. When does a chatas have to die? There are five instances where a chatas has to die. Not that you let it go pasture and get a mum, but you lock it in a room and you wait for it to die. Don't feed it and it'll die. There are five cases. What are the five cases? A vlad chatas. Now a carbon pesach cannot have a vlad chatas because a carbon pesach has to be a male. Putting that one aside, a vlad chatas. A tumuras chatas. Tamura's chatas. Chatas where the owner died. A chatas that's too old. Okay. And the fifth one is a chatas that you got the kapara from some other animal. You lost it. You got another animal. Then you found the first one. The first one has to die.
You said Tamura's chatas.
Tamura's chatas is a different thing. Not a tamura. I lost it.
Okay.
And then I found it. And then I brought another one. Then I found the first one. Those are the five. Says Shmuel. Kal chatas mesa, at any time where a chatas will have to be left to die, if that same story happened to a Pesach, ba Pesach, karev shlamim. It gets brought as a shlamim. Okay? So far, very good. Right? The Gemara thinks right now, it says Rashi, that this could apply to four out of the five, the fifth one being vlad chatas, no such thing, because a chatas be a male. The other four could work. The Gemara is going to end up saying, now Shmuel only meant one out of the five. Okay, even though he says, kol chatas, all five, it's only one. Because we're going to put Shmuel in a corner, it's not going to make sense. Only one. Which one? We'll see.
If he dies.
What?
All of the balim die.
No, you'll see. V'chol shechatas roeh. Any time a chatas is left to have to pasture, some other mistake happens, whatever it is. Then, b'pesach, nami roe. B'pesach also goes to pasture. So far, so good. Rabbi Yochanan argues. He says, no. Ein pesach karev shlamim. A pesach is never brought as a shlamim. Ela shenimtza la'achar shchita. Only if it's found after the shchita of the pesach that you brought. In other words, you have one, you lost it. Then you find the second one. Then you shecht it. Now the first one shows up. Now it's brought as a shlamim. Aval kodim shchita. But any time that the first one appears before the shchita of the second one, lo. It's not brought as a shlamim. Absolutely not. Rather, you wait for it to get a mum. Okay? Now, maskif lo, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asks, what? Rabbi Yosef asked the following question on Shmuel. V'klalahu? That's a rule. Any time the chatas goes to roa, goes to pasture, the Pesach also goes to pasture. V'arei chatas she'avra shnasa, but a chatas, one of the five, is a chatas that's too old, right? Dilere'iya ozla, that it goes to re'iya. It goes to pasture. Now, didn't we say that's one of the five?
Yep.
Of Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, because Reb Lakish says, Chatas she'av Rosh Nasa, a chatas that has been passed over the Zman, Rowan also ki'il hi omedes be'beis ha'kvaros, it's as if it's standing in the Beis ha'kvaros, meaning that a Kohen can't get it, because a Kohen can't go get it, v'roeh, and it goes to pasture. Says Rashi, Rashi of the Reb Lakish, it's still down where we are, b'mesechtes t'mura, b'perek v'lad chatas, V'hasam mosiv lo matznitan, v'hasam diktoni v'sha'av rosh nasa. 1 second. Isn't that one of the five? Umetaret, and we ant la, v'hachi ketoni, sha'av rosh nasa v'avda, o avda, v'nim tabalat mum. In other words, Rish Lakish holds the only time a chatas is left to die if it has more than one problem with it. Here, only has one problem. It's too old. Then Rish Lakish, then everyone agrees it goes to pasture. The five chatas is only if there's two problems. Only one problem is just too old, it goes to pasture. V'ilu Pesach ki hagavna, but the Pesach in such a case, kar shlamim, will be brought as a shlamim. It's not going to be left to pasture. D'tanya, kesev, l'rabba says Pesach la'alya, kishu omer im kesev, l'rabba says Pesach she'av v'shnasa, u'shlamim haba'a machmas Pesach, l'chol mitzvah shlamim, she'tu'unin smicha v'tzinsachim, t'vimat chaz v'shog, kishu omer v'im eis, hifzik inyin, limit al eis, she'ain ton alya. Anyway, what do you see from all that? That a chatos, that a Pesach, that got too old, and you brought it anyway, and you want to bring it anyway, what do you do with it? You don't wait for it to get a pasture. Rather, you bring it as a shlamim. Shmuel said, if a chatas goes to pasture, the Pesach goes to pasture. It's not true. The chatas is going to pasture, and the Pesach is getting brought as a shlamim. So the Gemara ends like this. Now, ki ka'amar Shmuel, when Shmuel said his din, that a chatas, Shmuel said two things. He said a chatas is left to die, the Pesach gets brought as a shlamim. And when a chatas goes to pasture, Pesach goes to pasture. Ki kamar Shmuel, when Shmuel said his din, that what? That a chatas goes to pasture, that a chatas is left to die. Right? He's only talking about be'uvdin, ba'avudin, with a chatas that got lost, and you got your kapara with another chatas. Now you find the first one. Now it's left to die. So a chatas will be brought as a shlamim. A Pesach will be brought as a shlamim. Again, there are five times. One of the five is you got your kapara from some other animal. If that happens by a Pesach, you had your kapara from some other animal. The Shmuel said, then the other one animals brought as a shlamim. If the chatas, what would happen with the chatas? You have animal number one, you lose it. You find animal number two, you get yourself animal number two, you project it, and animal number one shows up. What happens with it? Left to die. Shmuel said, in the case of a Pesach like that, it's brought as a shlamim. That's all Shmuel meant to say. Nothing else did he mean to say. Just that one statement. Right? B'dichuyin. Any type of dichuy. Meaning, it's too old. Someone died. The Baal died. Any of these types of things. Right? Lo. Omar. He never said his din. Okay? So therefore, don't ask me any questions. He only said it by one case. Now. V'avod mi mishkachas la. Is that even possible to even have such a case? Right? Now, meaning what? Whenever a chatos goes out to pasture, that was the second statement that he said, right? That a chatos that goes out to pasture, a Pesach also goes out to pasture? That's what he said. V'hare avuda b'shas hafrasha lirabanan. What about this one? There's a chatos that was lost, and while it was lost, you get another chatos. Right? And then the first one shows up. Right? Before the second one's brought as a carbon. And there are two here. What do you do? Right? According to the Chachamim, in Temurah there, on Daf Chav Beis, Dilere'iya Azla. It goes to pasture. Ditnan. Hifrish chatosav avda. You designate a chatos, you lose it. The hifrish acheres tachteh. So you get another one. Vinantus rishona. Then you find the first one. Vareshtei and omdos. They're both standing here. What do you do? Echad mehem tikarev. Bring one of them. Vishniya and the second one, Thomas, has to die. Divrei Rebbe. Vichachamam, no. In chatos mesa, it doesn't have to die. Ella nintus achas shnichbu bailam. Only after you shechted. But aha, kodem shnichbu bailam. Here, you found it. Before you shechted the second one. Right? Therefore, what is it? It's called a moser pesa, a moser chatos. Roeh. What happens with that chatos? Goes to pasture. What would be the same case in a carbon Pesach?
It is before it.
The ilu b'Pesach, hecha the avad, you lose it. V'nim tel achacha chatos, and you find it after chatos, right? What do you do with it? Kodim shchita, before the shchita, karv shlamim. It gets brought to the shlamim. It doesn't go to pasture. So the second statement of Shmuel also doesn't make any sense. It's also not even true. Right? Okay? So the answer, you hear the kasha? So the answer is Shmuel k'Rebbe svirulei. No, Shmuel holds like Rebbe. The Amar who said avuda lemisa ozla, it goes to die. It's not a kasha of pasture and pasture, right? Shmuel said anytime a chatos goes to pasture, right, the Pesach also goes to pasture. So we found a case where the chatos goes to pasture and the Pesach doesn't go to pasture. So the answer is, yeah, you only hold the chatos goes to pasture according to the chacham. I don't hold the chacham. I hold like Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, that says what? That the chatos dies. That does not steer on my sheet at all.
So when does the chatos go to pasture?
According to Rebbe, maybe never.
So why is he saying that then?
What? Because he's holding like what?
So why is he saying
that? You could find cases where chatos will go to pasture, even according to Rebbe. What are they? Maybe if he designated two right off the bat. In other words, you have these people that are very able, they're very nervous. What if one of my chatos gets a mum?
A mum.
So what do I do? I designate another one. I'll designate two. One is a backup. What do you do with that backup? That you lock in a room and die? No, I think that goes to pasture. So in such a case, the guy does that with a, you can't do that with a Pesach anyway, because you can't have two Pesachs. You cannot let him have two Pesachs. What if it's a backup? Right, so maybe it goes to pasture, I don't know. So Shmuel said, whenever the chatos goes to pasture, the Pesach goes to pasture. When can the chatos ever go to pasture? I don't know, but I'll learn that it's tomorrow now. Now, maybe the Gemara is not going to answer your question, Marcel. V'ha, kol, avuda. Anytime a chatos gets lost, l'Rebbe, according to Rebbe, Mesa dies, right? That's what we just said, right? V'ilu Pesach, but a Pesach that gets lost, hecha da'avid kodem chatos. What if it got lost before chatos? Nimsa kodem chatos, and you find it before chatos, roeh. It goes to pasture. What do you see from here? There's an example of an animal, a chatos, being left to die, and a Pesach going to pasture. Right? Which contradicts what Shmuel said. So the Gemara answers, no. Kodem chatos, if a Pesach was lost before chatos, that's nothing. What if it got lost last month? Well, it doesn't mean anything. Kodem chatos, lav avos, it's not lost. That's not considered lost. The Zman didn't start yet. The Rava, like Rava said, Amar Rava, Avir is Laila. You lose an animal the night before. Oh my goodness, we lost the animal. That's not considered lost. Lav Shema Aved, it's not considered lost. Lav Shema Aved, it's not considered lost. Why is it not considered lost? Because it's not the Zman now. Night is not the Zman. It can't be lost if it's not the Zman. What is that? In English, we'll call that lost. Halachically, it's not considered lost. It can only be lost if you can bring it. Where is it? I don't know, we lost it. Right? If it's the night time, if it's before Chatzot, it doesn't count. It's not considered lost. Ella, maybe this is your question, Marcel. Roeh l'Rebbe hechi mishkachas lo. According to Rebbe, good, you might ask the question. When could it ever be a case where there'll be roeh? According to Rebbe. Why? If you lose the chatos and you get it, there's another chatos. Right? What does Rebbe hold? Even if there's no kapara yet, one of them is going to die. Even if there's no kapara yet. They're both standing here. Right, so the Chacham said in such a case, pick one, and the other one goes to pasture. Rebbe said, no, one has to die. Whichever one you don't check goes to die. So how could there ever be a case of roeh? So, well, Shmuel said, anytime by Chatas, there's a Roeh, by Pesach also it's a Roeh. So where's there a Chatas ever a Roeh, according to Rebbe, which Shmuel said I hold like. Where's there ever a Chatas, right? Kid Rav Hoshea, like Rav Hoshea's Vart. What's that? Amar Rav Hoshea, Hifrish Shtei Chatos L'Achrayas. If you designate two Chatas, okay, I knew it, like in the back of my head. I knew. If you designate two Chatas for an Achrayas, Mishchaper Be'echad Mehen, Ushniya Tire, and the second one goes to pasture. Ask, says Rashi on top. She'im, look at the top Rashi. She'im Toved Achas. If one of them got lost, Yavi Chaverta. You bring its friend. Right? Vahacha Ikalak Shuye Halava Vodi. It's not lost. It's not a case of lost. What is it? I designated the second one because I'm a nervous person. It's not lost. All right, El Dekamosiv Le Kusha Chujah. The Gemara has another problem with this case, although we can add that Pasha also. It says Rashi, the Gemara is going to attack it anyway. Okay?
Because if you can't do, how does the Kedusha Tov is in the second one?
Exactly. So, Mishaper Be'echaz Mehen, you get a Kapara from one of them, Ushni and Tira, and the second one goes to Petra. But there is a concept of Achrayah. There is such a concept you can designate two because you're a nervous person. Such a thing. What the status, I don't know. But That's his answer. That's how you can have such a case. Well, he doesn't need a second one as a backup. Says the Gemara, Va'ilu, Bepesach, Kiyai Gavna, Karv. Correct. So what happens to it? It goes to pasture. One second. But in such a case of a Pesach, it doesn't go to pasture. It gets brought to the Shlomim. Va'ilu, Va'ilu, Bepesach, Kiyai Gavna, Karv Shlomim. It gets brought to the Shlomim. That's the case of a backup Pesach. A backup Pesach gets brought to the Shlomim. Shmuel said, if Chatas goes to pasture, Pesach goes to pasture. It's not true here. I found a case where the Chatas goes to pasture, and the Pesach gets brought. It's a kasha. Ella, Shmuel, Kerb Shimon, Svirulei. Shmuel holds like Kerb Shimon, the Amma who says, Chamesh, Chatos, Mesos. Five animals have to die. Right? So therefore, if a Chatas gets a kapara, if a Chatas where the guy got a kapara from some other animal because he lost it, it always goes to die. The ainu doesn't go to pasture. Doesn't matter when you found it. Doesn't matter the kapara. Doesn't make one bit of a difference. So then, 1 second. For a roeh, Reb Shimon less like klal. Then there's never a case of pasture according to Reb Shimon. There's never a case of pasture. Second, Shmuel make a statement. Well, whenever a chatas goes to pasture, a pesach goes to pasture. Chatas never goes to pasture. My answer is right. Shmuel never said that either. Shmuel nami chadaka amar. Shmuel only said one statement. What's that one statement? Kal shechatos mesa. Anytime a chatos is left to die, only in a case where it's avuda, where it was lost, then Pesach karv shlamim. Then the Pesach gets brought to the shlamim. The second statement, and anytime a chatos that goes to pasture, a Pesach also goes. He never said that. Why? Because there's no such thing according to him. There's no such case. Umay Kamashmalon, what's the big chiddush with that? Lafuke the Rabbi Yochanan, because I argue on Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar, he said, right, on Amar Aleph, the Ein Pesach, the Amar, Ein Pesach Karv Shlamim, Ella Shenimto La'achar Shchita. That's only true if it's found after Shchita. Aval Kodim Shchita, look. But if it's found before Shchita, said Rabbi Yochanan, that's not true. Alma, what do you see? Shchita Kava. The Shchita is the kicker. The Kamash Molan, and Shmuel holds the Chatos Kava. Chatos is the kicker. Not Shchita, because it's irrelevant. Why is it irrelevant? It doesn't matter. The Kapara happened, the Kapara didn't. It makes no bit of, all we care about is, has to be Chatos. Why? Because that's the Zman of losing an animal. That's the Zman. If it's before that, it's not considered lost. Remember we said it's before Chatos, it's not considered lost. Where is it? I don't know, it's not the Zman anyway.
It's Karban Pesach.
Right? So it has to be, he holds the Chatos is the kicker. Okay?
Yeah, but even if you designate before Chatos, then you find now you have two. Why?
So 1 second. So according to Shmuel, whichever one you're going to shecht, the other one will be brought as a shlamim. Right.
If it's after Chatos, what difference does it make if you still find it?
No, because before Chatos, you can't designate a second one.
You can't?
No. Because it's not lost yet. Yeah. It's not the Zman yet. It's not lost. Rabbi Yochanan held, I don't care about that. I care when you shechted it.
And if you do, you're a nervous person. He's 11, 15.
So we said. That's also brought to the Shlom. That's not what he said. He said, anytime a chatos is left to die, a Pesach is brought to the Shlom.
Right.
It can only be left to die.
So the chatos is also irrelevant here.
Only according to Shmuel. Only according to Shmuel. Exactly. Only according to Shmuel. Okay. Now, Lishna Achrina, a whole nother version of the same story. The Gemara asks the Kasha on Shmuel, right? How could Shmuel say that whenever a Chatos gets sent to pasture, the Pesach also gets sent to pasture? What's the story? A Chatos that you lose, and you designate another one, then you find the first one. What's the halacha? The Chachamim hold, it goes to pasture. The Ilu b'Pesach, but by a Pesach, Hecha de Avod, if you lose it, V'nimta achar chatos, and you find it after chatos, kodem shchita, yikar shlamim, it gets brought to the shlamim. So we already answered this kasha, and we said, Shmuel never said this statement, right? However, the Gemara gives a different answer now. Shmuel k'rabba svirulei. Shmuel holds like Rabba. The Amar who said, shchita kava, the shchita is the kicker. Therefore, not chatos, the shchita. Therefore, when Shmuel said, anytime a chatos goes to pasture, a Pesach goes to pasture, whether it's a Pesach or whether it's a chatos, if at the time you lost the first animal, you mafresh a second one, and you find it before the kapara, meaning before shechita, then it goes to pasture. So it's possible. One second. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan Allah. Rabbi Yochanan said that. Ein Pesach Korv Sham Ela Nimta Achash Shechita, Abel Kodem Shechita Lo, Alma Shechita Kava. That's Rabbi Yochanan hold that. Michlal, Der Shmuel, Savar, Chatzos Kava. The Shmuel can't hold like, Rabbi Yochanan argued on him. Now he's telling me the same thing, can't be, it's not possible. Ella, rather, Shmuel Karebi severely. Shmuel holds like Rebbe, the Amar who said, Avuda Lamisa Ozla. It goes to death. Right? One second, the same kasha had before. V'ha kol avudin l'rebi mason. If that's the case, v'ilu b'pesach hecha da'avid kodem chatzos v'nimte kodem chatzos roe. It goes to pasture, which is against what Shmuel said. The answer is kasavar kodem chatzos lava v'hu. If it's before chatzos, like I said, it lost. Which we said that also exactly. V'kasavar. And by the way, chatzos kava. Chatzos is the kicker.
So what's the difference between the Lishna Achrina and the first
one?
And then what? And then that means it goes to pasture, cannot be brought as a shlomim.
Correct. So exactly. The only difference was how the questions were formed, were asked. The same.
Outcome's the same.
Outcome's exactly the same. Exactly. That's why if you look at the Gemara Rashi, the second half, the Lishna Achrina, there's no Rashis. Same thing. Just the questions were asked a slightly different way. All right, I don't mind stopping now because I've got to get ready for davening. Yeah. What? No, not yet. Later we'll do that. That's later in the day of Avoda. But right now I got to do Chikololo, whatever. So we'll stop now. Don't worry, we're not behind at all because I was going to stop by the Mishnah regardless. You know, I spent like so much time yesterday preparing this stuff. I thought it was so hard. So when you say it over, sometimes it gets a little easier. What? Yeah, exactly. So tomorrow it's Tadaches. Alright, tomorrow is also not a hard daf. So tomorrow we'll see how much we do regarding the second day. Alright, we'll stop now. Everybody have a good moed and a good kfitel, and we'll pick up tomorrow.